Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
This exclusive interview is brought to you by NTUC Income on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Timothy Goh. Tim, what do you think is the best way to engage today's customers? As a business owner yourself?
It changes because your customer base changes. Mm. So I think you need to be on top of your customers' needs and know what they want and anticipate and change fast enough.
Digital, of course, helps.
Very much, yeah. Yes. But then you also have to... You can't go fully digital because you also have existing clients who may not be comfortable with that. So,
oh, fair point.
It has to be a balance between the two.
Well, following a digital transformation journey that started 4 years ago, Income believes the way forward lies in giving customers the right solutions that meet their specific needs through the right channel and at the right time.
So to that end, Income has embraced hyper-personalization, which they believe is the future of insurance. And the tagline, Made Yours, recently unveiled as part of Income's brand refresh, reinforcing this message.
And, you know, unlike traditional insurance models drawn up based on market segmentation, hyper-personalization is able to offer a holistic 360-degree view of the individual customer.
And this more targeted approach reaches customers with the relevant information at the right time and through their preferred channels as well. That's very interesting.
Yeah, let's find out more about Income's brand refresh with Andrew Yeo, the Chief Executive Officer of NTUC Income. Mr. Yeo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Very good, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us on the phone. We've got lots to talk about. So NTUC Income, in case you didn't know, is Singapore's leading composite insurer. It offers products and services that serve the protection, savings, investment needs of different life stages and for all segments of society. But I'm curious, though. I mean, we see, you know, that orange logo everywhere. How huge is it with Singaporeans? What kind of share do you have? How did it all start, and how has it evolved over the years?
Oh yeah, over the last 50 years, we're going to be a leading composite insurer, providing life, health, and general insurance, serving over 2 million people. So, and standing from our roots as a cooperative, our mission is to really provide accessible and affordable insurance. So we are a leading market player, both in the life as well as the GI business.
All right, Andrew, as a veteran in the insurance industry, what's your opinion, your point of view on how the insurance sector has evolved over the years?
I think over the years, we have evolved according to the customers changing, or rather the changing consumer behaviors. And I think earlier Tim was mentioning yourself as well, that I think the consumer behaviors has been evolving. And now and more so, customers are getting more onto the digital front. And that's where I think insurance companies has also been investing on that front to really to keep up and ensure that insurers are able to meet up with the not just the needs, but also the way that customers prefer to interact with the insurer.
Actually, when we talk a lot about customer evolution and, you know, the COVID-19 crisis that we're going through right now, a lot of people tend to think, okay, how business is going to pivot. But we tend to forget how insurance needs to pivot even faster. Could you share with us how COVID-19 has shifted or accelerated this sector?
Well, I always say that COVID-19 has been the most effective global chief digital transformation officer. Never have a time been so little been spent with so much been changed. So what has actually evolved, or rather allow us to pivot, or rather in a way compel us to pivot in the COVID-19 situation, is accelerating the different business models that we have actually developed, such that, you know, we are able to embed insurance within the lifestyle of customers. Because I think over the course of last year, we have seen the entire economy change, right? Jobs lost, jobs change, new roles are actually created. Mm-hmm. And there is a changing ecology within the economy where you see more gig workers as well. So I think income streams have also changed. So that's where I think insurers were able to pivot nimbly to actually adapt to all these changing societal norms, right, would be able to leverage and capitalize and more importantly, address to the changing needs of our customers. And that's where we have come up with new business models, usage-based insurance, micro-insurance, as well as subscription-based insurance.
Okay, Andrew, let's talk about Income's brand refresh. Why did you decide to do this amidst a pandemic, and what's in store? What should we be expecting with this brand refresh for Income?
I think more importantly, the way we see it is, again, back to that changing consumer behavior where we see the consumers are trending towards more personalization. How does the insurer just speak to me individually? Which is why we created this tagline of Make Yours. Right? To us, I don't think that's really a good time or bad time to launch a brand refresh. Right? Because most importantly, it's about us, you know, portraying ourselves as customer-focused. And how do we continue to strive to provide unparalleled customer service that speaks to our customers at an individual level. Again, which is why we came up with the tagline of Make Yours. And especially during the pandemic, which we have seen last year, since last year, right? I think it is important that insurers or even all businesses continue to bolster trust and confidence, right, to their customers with a good customer experience.
That's so true. I'm curious, you know, as part of this whole Made Yours refresh that you guys have done, one of the words that stands out in the introduction that we made was hyper-personalization. What exactly is this?
Okay, so this is, in a way, us knowing our customers, right, through the insights that we have from the interactions, all the interactions that we have with our customers, right, making sense of all these insights and really having a deep understanding of our customers, right, in a way that resonates and actually provides a way in which we know how to delight them.
Okay.
So by having all this insight, we actually will form a better understanding of each customer's unique situation, their needs, and how they want to interact with our customer, with our insurer.
So it's very different person to person, which means the insurer themselves has to sort of adjust customer to customer. That must be quite tough for them as well, right?
Yeah. And that's where, I think that's where technology comes into play. Mm. I think with the recent advancements in technology, that's enabled businesses to actually bridge the gap in terms of interaction with their customers. So we have invested quite a bit in data, in analytics, as well as technology that helps us connect with our customers to provide a seamless journey for our customers.
Right.
So that's why through all those investments, we are able to, in a way, go a step further to really hyper-personalize for our customers based on how we have understood their preference.
So technology helping and assisting the human as opposed to completely taking over the process. We are speaking with Andrew Yeo, the Chief Executive Officer of NTUC Income. We're talking about the future of insurance and giving control back to customers.
So, Andrew, let's continue on with our conversation and engaging your customers through an omni-channel experience. Can you share your data with us, what you found, at least, over your digitalization journey that led, well, Income coming up with this omni-channel experience?
So, if I may draw back to my earlier comment on personalization, right, I'll start from there, then I'll go into the omni-channel. Right? So true. Hyper-personalization, we will be able to pinpoint to individual customer needs, right? But just by pinpointing to the customer's needs, individual customer's needs, it's not sufficient because every customer is different and they want to interact with the insurer in a different way across the different products and services that we will provide. Because, for example, you know, you want to deal with the insurer with motor insurance and probably insurance in a different way that you will actually want to interact with the insurer when you're actually talking about savings, investment, and health.
Okay.
Right. So that's where I think the ability for us to actually provide the right medium, the right avenue to interact with their customers at in the respective product and services that we provide is very important. And that's where we go into omni-channel, where other than understanding the customer's preferences and needs, we're able to deliver the right channel, right, at the right time for the customers that fits the customer's preference. And through our multi-channel capability, we are actually able to provide the different types of interactions that the customers will need because we have actually the entire spectrum of distribution avenues available for our customers, from hotlines to tele to websites to agents to branches, and what have you. right? Mm-hmm. We are the broadest multi-channel insurer in town, which enables us to actually stitch up all these various channels to provide a seamless customer journey, right, for our customers. And it's not just about the ability to stitch up all these journeys or stitch up all these various avenues, but the continuity of the information, right? So our ambition is such that when a customer interacts with us through our various different channels, the information does not get dropped. So whether you go into our branch and then subsequently speak to our contact center or telesales to our agents, they will know actually where you are dropped off in terms of the journey, right, and the information continues. So that is where our ambitions lie in terms of building up the entire omnichannel platform to actually provide this omnichannel experience for our customers.
Andrew, I want to get an opinion from you with regard to everything that you've just described about this experience, right? As a customer, it sounds to me that I have some control of the situation. Even though I definitely need the insurer, I'm no expert, I don't know insurance. They know it more than me. But I have some control in the sense of I can choose how I want to get certain things done. How important is this psychological aspect for your customers?
I think it's very important. I think from our survey, we have also understood that up to almost more than 40% of our customers will actually decide to do business with us, right, depending on the experience that they have actually gathered from us as they interact with us, especially the digital experience at the initial onset. 40% or more of them will decide whether they continue to do business with us. So it is critical, and I think it's very important if insurance in going forward, right, is able to speak to the individual based on their preference.
All right, let's talk about changing the company culture then. Is this a part of your transformation journey, and why do you see the need to do so internally?
Ultimately, at the end of the day, it all stems back to the people, right? The organization is only as good as its people. In order to actually, for the organization to recognize and be able to adapt and fulfill the changing consumer behaviors, it is important that as an organization, we as a living organization, right, is able to recognize and able to innovate and pivot according to the changes in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And therefore, and that stems to the culture that each organization has, and that's why it is important, and of, if not the most important element of any transformation journey, that we start at the culture, mm-hmm. right? To make sure that every individual within the organization understands how all this transformation, right, affects them, how they actually play a part in them, and what it means for each and every one of them.
The evolution of what you're talking about is quite interesting. I mean, data and digitalization, it's probably going to be a huge part of the future of insurance. What's your take on where it's going? How else can this evolve?
It is our belief that with the advent and availability of data and technology, right, it is possible and it will be possible that insurance will be embedded within the lifestyle of every individual. Right. And I just want to speak a bit more about data. It's not just about data for data's sake, but it is the insights, the quality of insights that we can derive from the data, because ultimately for data is garbage in, garbage out. But the ability to actually analyze and make quality insights so that we can understand our customers, right? It's not for trolling or whatsoever. Let's be clear about it, right? Because there are very strict PDPA rules, regulations around it. But I think more importantly for organizations is how do they make use of this data to create valuable and quality insights so that they can understand their customers, which is why over the last few years, we have invested a lot in data analytics, as well as creating data models and providing competency building, skill building across the organization, design thinking, as well as analytics, so that across the organization, uniformly, everybody is actually embarking on this journey. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, unless the whole organization comes along the journey, we will not be able to fulfill this ambition. And we do strongly believe that going forward, insurance will continue to get more embedded within the lifestyle for every individual.
Okay, Andrew, what is the future for the insurance sector then? What other plans do you have for Income?
For Income, the road is bright and exciting. We have a lot of initiatives up our sleeves as we continue to plow ahead to future-proof the organization. as I mentioned earlier on, we have embarked on, or rather as you mentioned earlier on, we embarked on this journey about 4 years ago. And since then, we have launched our new business models, like I mentioned earlier on, usage-based insurance, micro-insurance, subscription-based insurance, right? All these are new business models that we augment with the existing businesses that we already have, right? And to, I think, one of your points earlier, it is not really a competition between the different business models, but really an augmentation, and they really complement each other, right? So other than, you know, going forward, and we continue to innovate and look towards our digital factory to look for new business models. But at the same point in time, we are also looking at, you know, how would we be able to bring income overseas as well?
Oh, right? That would be because interesting.
It is an interesting and exciting time for us. Because with our digital capability, we actually find that we are able to venture overseas on a very asset-like manner, right, as an insurtech, as an initial step forward, and then, you know, see where it brings us.
Right. Well, the future is bright. Definitely, we've got to keep in touch and find out more if you've got any new products to announce. Andrew Yeo, Chief Executive Officer of NTUC Income, on the line with us. Thank you again for your time. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Stay safe.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.